This is Morning Edition on NHPR. House lawmakers are set to vote today on a bill to legalize two casinos in the Granite State. New Hampshire is just the latest New England state to look to casino gambling as a way to fill budget holes, raising the question of whether the Northeast gambling market is getting too crowded. Father Richard McGowan is an associate professor of economics at Boston College. He studies the gambling industry. He joins us now to talk about the issue. Good morning, sir.
Great to be with you, Rick.
Rhode Island, Connecticut, Maine already have casinos. Massachusetts set to open its first casino in June. Two more on the way. And with New Hampshire now possibly on the verge of getting in the game with a couple of casinos of its own, what's your take on the race for casino revenue in New England?
Well, basically, it looks like the states are just trying to keep their own casino gamblers in state and trying to not let them go to other states. Because let's face it, the two Native American casinos in Connecticut, when they had a monopoly on casino gambling, over 40% of the people were from either other New England states. Actually, one third were from Massachusetts, and then the other one third were from New York. So you're seeing now it looks like every state is just trying to hold on to their own casino revenue.
Governor Hassan says that she'll support the bill that's up today, despite her position that there isn't a market in New Hampshire for two casinos. Now she's pushed for just one high-end casino. Is she right to be concerned about market saturation?
Well, here's what I kind of agree with her. You're going to need something that's going to differentiate your casino from others. Because let's face it, the one that's going to be built in Boston is going to be quite the it's just going to be a Steve Wynn affair. He's going to spend $1.6 billion on this casino. So she might have a good point where, saying, all right, let's build one decent one where people from New Hampshire are just going to want to stay in New Hampshire and not go all the way to Boston.
Previous efforts to pass casino legislation here have failed. Now, though, with so many nearby states just, well into this casino game, could that hesitation have cost New Hampshire, you think?
Well, I guess in a certain sense, it's just, to me, this is just a defensive action by the New Hampshire legislature by saying, okay, we've got to keep the money in here, and please, we need the money. We don't want people going from New Hampshire to Massachusetts, which would be a first, since most of the time Massachusetts heights are going up to New Hampshire to buy their booze and cigarettes. So I guess in a way, it's like trying to please, let's keep the gambling money up there.
If passed here, the two casinos are expected to bring in $120 million in the initial licensing fees, and then supporters say they'll bring in much-needed revenue to the state. Has the casino revenue turned out to be reliable for the other states that have had these in place now for several years?
The classic example of that right now is New Jersey, where clearly they had a monopoly for all those years, and now every other state around New Jersey now has casino gambling, and notice what happened to the casinos in Atlantic City. And so they're 4 out of the 13 closed because they had way too many, and as you pointed out earlier, the people from Philadelphia and paper places like that just stayed in Philadelphia. The other interesting thing is, but then New Jersey's up the ante, excuse the pun there a little bit, but they want to put sports gambling in there. So the legislature's going to be far from done this, because clearly if New Jersey does come up with sports gambling, it's going to spread throughout the whole Northeast, and so it's going to be interesting to see how your legislature wants to deal with that issue.
One of the arguments against casinos, obviously issues concerning compulsive gambling, the social costs. Now, the bill going before the House would set aside some money for gambling addiction treatment. Have we seen those concerns about social costs actually come to fruition in the communities where casinos have been built in other states?
It depends on the state, and I think that the states that have been doing it lately certainly have been a lot more concerned about it. For instance, in Massachusetts, 2% of the revenue has to be used for compulsive gambling treatment. There's usually an increase in drunk driving things. You're going to have more emergency things. There's all kinds of costs, and clearly, within a 50-mile radius, normally bankruptcies go up and things like that. So there's some real social costs involved in this.
What about the effects on the charitable gaming industry here in the Granite State?
Well, if it's anything like Rhode Island, just think. Rhode Island now has no bingo games left. There's not a bingo game left in the state of Rhode Island. And this shows you and in general, by the way, it does hurt the charitable things.
Father Richard McGowan is an associate professor of economics at Boston College. He studies the gambling industry. Thanks so much for the time.
Great to be with you. Thank you.